Did you watch Serial Killer Idol last night?
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, don't you agree that one of these people has to snap after the way they treat them on that show?
Yeah, especially the guy on Tuesday night that juggled and then came out and just, like, went off. He's going to kill some people.
Was he the one that was cussing or not?
He was cussing a lot.
Bleepity bleep 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 bleep.
Yeah, he sounded like Morse code there.
Now, see, I thought these two guys, these two, like, dork guys, you know, did you see this last night, the guy with the bulging eyes and the kind of the perfectly round Humpty Dumpty looking dude?
No, I missed that part, and I'm really disappointed.
What happened
that
to
I
you?
Did. I had to go take a bath so I wouldn't smell this morning. Yeah, I know, bathing, weird concept.
You take baths, not showers?
Yeah, because I have to shave my legs.
Oh, so no women ever take showers and shave their legs that way?
Well, you can, but I can't because I look like a bloodbath afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah, I have some problems.
Okay, you need to get a TV set up in the bathroom then.
Okay, I'll
in the tub.
That hurts when you say stuff like that.
Why?
Are you trying to kill me?
Oh, yeah, the whole electrocuting and dying in the bathtub thing, I see. Well, you missed out on these two guys, who were actually very good. You know, they were very nice. They handled rejection very well. But before going in, they call Simon out, and you can tell they're trying to say something at the same time, yet they're stumbling over each other. Check this out.
Simon, are you
Simon,
ready?
You have nothing to know yet, dude.
Simon's going to eat his words.
Simon said Seattle has no talent. Simon should eat that right for breakfast now.
Simon is definitely going to eat those words.
Okay.
Maybe he'll put sugar on him.
Simon's going to words.
That's not very nice.
Yeah. Oh, and then this redheaded dude they saved for the end of the show. That's gotta suck, right? It's like you went into American Idol, you're trying to go on and become something big, and you legitimately are just terrible and didn't realize it, right? And then they put you on the show, one of the 2-hour shows, and then they promote the entire show that your dumbass is coming up. You know what I mean? So just constantly, he's like, oh, man, I understand that I sucked, but couldn't they put me at the beginning of the show?
Sorry,
dude. Carry on.
I can also do country as well, too.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
That the cowl there at the end, that was classic. Carry on. Carry on.
Carry on.
Carry on.
I can also do country as well.
I'm sorry, dude.
Carry on.
Carry on.
I can also do country as well, too.
Oh, man. That was easily the best one. But, yeah, you know, you're like all night long, and then you see this, and right now he's sharpening his axe, you know? Like, seriously, this is, the 5th season of American Idol?
I have no idea.
Or is it the 6th? I don't, it's one of those two. See?
It's going to be like on Billy Madison, the guy with the list on his wall, and he marks off Billy Madison's name.
Yes.
Have you seen that movie?
I'm thinking it's more like, yes, I have.
Okay, good.
But I'm thinking it's more like legitimate serial killing, not Billy Madison style. Like, I'm thinking that, like, somebody, think of all the thousands of contestants they go through each year. Uh-huh. Thousands. Like, 10,000 people at this arena are getting ready to try out for American Idol. 4 will go on. The rest will be pissed and go be released back into the wild.
To slaughter their family.
Someone will. And that's how, like, the USA Today article I was reading yesterday talking about what can stop the momentum of Idol? And like, rigged results, or if people don't have success afterward, you know, after being on Idol, that if that consistently happens, then that will kill. What if one of these people that you're total jerks to snaps and goes and kills an entire villa?
That's why they should be nicer. A villa?
Yeah, an entire house.